Hello, everyone. Now, I understand there are exams taking place, and we have to finish right on time today. So, we will have to abide by that and curtail what we have to say, though not cut out anything. We'll come back again. Now, I want you to turn to the book of the Revelation and to the chapter 21. We're getting close to the end of our study on the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have covered a lot of ground. This will be our 62nd study today. We started off looking at the signs that the Lord said would signify, would proclaim that His return is near, and we looked through a whole lot of related subjects. Now we're coming close to the end, and the final events that will take place before the beginning of the eternal state of Christians, that is heaven. And of course, the eternal state of those who are not saved. We'll be looking at God's great examination. Examination is in the air today. Questions are asked. Questions that will display the knowledge, or the lack of it, among those who are sitting the exams. And even that does remind us, boys and girls, of very important matters. We are all going to give an account one day. We're all going to be asked by God questions one day. Christians will be asked by the Lord Jesus, and sinners will be asked as well. So do bear that in mind. The common events in life always serve to illustrate great eternal truths. The rising of the sun in the morning, the setting of the sun in the evening. These things tell us something, remind us of something, that the day that begins also has an ending, and we should think of that. Now we're going to read, as I said, from the 21st chapter of the book of the Revelation. Very quick. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Now we're noticing that first little word there. And. What does and remind us of? It's a joining word. So that tells us that what is taking place here in the beginning of this chapter 21 is related to what has happened in the chapter 20. And in the chapter 20, in the closing verses, we have Christ sitting upon the great white throne, judging sinners. Not Christians, sinners. And out of that judgment, men will go forth to their everlasting punishment. And having set before us these truths about the judgment of Christ upon the great white throne, the next chapter begins, and. So that immediately after the Lord has dealt with sinners, we move into, what will I call it, a new era? But it's an eternal era. Look at what it says. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. You know, the Bible says that you, dear Christian, one day will have a new body. When you became a Christian, you became a new person. You became a new person. God, by His power, created you anew. You were born again. You became a new creature. You see, man's sin blighted this world and blighted the heavens. And God's in the business of making things new. When He takes the poor old sinner and saves them, He has made them a new creature in Christ, but He's not finished with them. Because one day they will not only be spiritually new, but their bodies will be made new as well. And for those whom God has saved out of sin and made new and given them a new body on the day of resurrection, he has a new heaven and a new earth for them to dwell in. So take note of that. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Now, can anybody tell me what happened to the first or the old earth and the old heaven? Anybody tell me what happened to them? Now that there's a new heaven and a new earth, where did the old heaven and the old earth go? Where did it go? What happened to it? Well, you know, Peter tells us. Peter tells us that the earth and the heaven is going to be burned up one day. Going to be burned up. There was a time when God judged the earth because of its sins in the days of Noah. And how was the earth destroyed then? By water. That's how the earth was destroyed. By the great flood. By the great flood. Aye, but God is going to judge the world again and destroy the world again, but not by water. Not by water, but by fire. By fire. And it will be burned up, melt with a fervent heat. And then God will create a new heaven and a new earth. And there'll be no more sin. No more sin. Look back again. We'll not pursue Peter just at the moment. Look back again here, and we read chapter 21. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Gone. Gone. And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. This is a token that the nightmare of sin is over. It's all over. That's what Mommy does many a time with you. When things have happened. Maybe you've fallen, cut the knee, and the howls of you. And Mommy comes over and pats the knee and rubs it and maybe puts a little ointment on it and says, oh, now it's all over, it's all over, it's all right, it's all done. And wipes away the tears. Well, God's going to do something like that. The cause of tears will be done away with. Sin. There's no sin in God's new heaven and in God's new earth. Verse 4, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. You see, it's a new heaven and a new earth. And sin that corrupted the old earth and the old heaven has been done away with. And there's no sin in the new heaven and the new earth. And that's why these things are not there. No tears, no pain, no misery, no heartache. These things are all done away with. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. That's God saying, I have finished the great task of rescuing my people out of sin. I have saved them and made them new creatures, and I have saved the world and made a new heaven and a new earth and done away with the old heaven and the old earth where there was sin and corruption. All this is done away with, and I have made all things new. That's where God is moving toward all the time, boys and girls. That's what the whole purpose of God is. Make a new heaven, a new earth, where there's no sin, and prepare a people for that new heaven and that new earth. A people who have been saved out of sin and made new. Made new. This is what God's purpose is. And here he is in the verse 4, and he's pronounced, or verse 5 rather, he's pronouncing the fact that he's finished. Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, that is unto John, who was writing down what he was being shown by the Lord, write, for these words are true and faithful. You and I can be absolutely sure of what it is. God says these words are true and faithful. It'll come to pass. If you're saved, you will hear God say one day, I have made all things new. And when you hear that, you'll remember hearing these words read out in Kilskerry School. God will bring to pass what he has promised, because he is faithful and he's true. And he said unto me, it is done. It is done. You remember the Lord Jesus on the cross said, it is finished? Now he was talking there specifically about one aspect, the very core, central aspect of the work that he had come to undertake. The paying of the price of sin. The redeeming of his people from sin. And on the cross, he finished that work. But of course, there was more to be done. More things to be put into their place. Until there will come the day when he will say, it is done. All the work is done. I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Isn't it wonderful that here, when God's announcing the end, he should just remind us of the simple gospel invitation that all of us need to respond to. He says, look, I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. We'll close here, but let me ask you before I just go, have you drunk of the water of life? Have you? The water of life that God gives freely, have you drunk of it? Because by drinking of that water you're saved. The Lord Jesus said that he is the water of life. And if you receive him, you have life. And you'll have a place in the new heavens and the new earth. Oh, think on it today. The Lord bless you. Let's bow in prayer. Write your word in our hearts, Lord. Do bless the youngsters taking exams today. Help them to give thought to eternity and the part that even the taking of an exam will play in their future life of service for God. Hear us now, for Jesus' sake. Amen.